Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's English lesson, you are going to learn how to talk about driving in English. It's an English lesson after all. I recorded this last summer, but I took out all of the questions. It's just the lesson. And right up there, I put subtitles for you. So at the bottom, you can keep whatever language you are comfortable with, and those English subtitles will be like right above my head. It's winter right now, and look at this. I have to wear a Band-Aid because I have a blister. I had to shovel so much. Luckily, my brother is coming to plow me out, but the weather right now is a lot different than what you will see in the English lesson. I hope you find it useful.
Is what we call in English a speedometer. That's how you pronounce that thing. It's a speedometer. And here in the United States, we travel in miles per hour. If you visit other countries and speak English there, they will probably talk about kilometers per hour. But here in the United States, we have to be different. The rest of the world uses kilometers. We use miles. We use the English system. And guess what? The English over in England, they've stopped using their own system. And yet Americans continue to use that old system. Let's read it. And you can practice shadowing if you would like. If you don't know what shadowing is, it's when the teacher, the native speaker, says a sentence, you can practice your pronunciation right after them, or you can try to speak along with them. And of course, if you're watching live, you can pause, replay. If you're watching on the replay, doesn't matter anyways, right? You can pause it. The speedometer tells you how many miles per hour you are going in a car. The speedometer tells you how many miles per hour you are going in a car. And you might see that acronym, MPH, miles per hour. That's just a shorter way we write miles per hour. And you will see that on a lot of signs. Speed limit signs tell you how fast you should go. On the highway where I live, you can go 70 miles per hour. On roads that are more in the city, it might be 25 miles per hour. Ooh, a tough one here. A tough one. So we have the term permit or driver's permit. Okay. And what a permit allows you to do is drive. Now, you don't have your license yet. You will first get your permit, which permits you to drive. Yeah, the noun and the verb are pronounced differently. We will talk about that in just a second. When people are learning to drive, they will get their driver's permit before they get their driver's license. Now, if a person is learning to drive, mostly teenagers, they will have to take a course they will have to take driver's ed, we call it, which is short for driver's education. Driver's ed. Many of my students will be taking driver's ed in the next couple years. And when they complete that course, they will get their driver's permit. They usually have to drive with their permit for about a year. They often have to drive with a parent or someone who is over 18. That way they can learn to drive the other person in the passenger seat, not the driver's seat. The driver's seat is where the driver sits. The passenger seat is pretty much all the other ones, but the one in front, in the United States, it's to the right of the driver. We might call that the passenger seat or shotgun. I don't know why shotgun. Probably don't want to know why. But yeah, they will drive with their permit for about a year, and then they can get their license after they know how to drive a little bit better. Permit. That's the noun. Like in the picture, that woman is holding her permit. It's a thing. But it permits you to drive. That's the verb. It permits you to drive or allows you to drive. Permit as a verb, permit as a noun. I pronounce differently. I'll do that one more time. Permit as a verb and permit as a noun are pronounced differently. Don't you love English? I mean, same exact spelling, different pronunciation. I'm sorry. I did not invent this language. I only try to teach it. The next one here, steering wheel. Hopefully that one is pretty simple to understand. Just in case you didn't know what that thing was in English, we call that a steering wheel. You can usually find the horn in the center of the steering wheel. And the horn in English is that thing you press on and it goes beep, beep. So if somebody is going too slow, you can lay on the horn and tell them to hurry up. No, that would be rude. Don't do that. We will talk about road rage later. Be careful. Be nice when you're driving on the road, right? Let's talk about carpooling right now. It is very popular in the United States. Carpooling is when a group of people are going to the same place. So one person will drive and the other people will ride along as passengers. Why would you do this? Well, to save money and to save wear and tear on your car. We'll talk about wear and tear in just a minute. But here's a sentence for you. Some people will carpool to work to save money. When you carpool, you share a ride with another person. So if one person drives for a week, another person might drive their car the next week. That way, you will save money on gas. You will save wear and tear. It saves wear and tear on a person's car. You will hear that term often in English, and that means having to get new tires, having to get a new engine, just all of the things that wear down, an English phrasal verb, that wear down on your car when you drive. The engine, the battery. We're not going over all of the parts of the car, but as you know, whenever you drive, you're doing damage to your car a little bit, but the tires, you know, they're not as new as they were before you drove. Oil changes. I didn't talk about that, but two things you put in the car are gas. We'll talk about gas in a minute. But then you also put in oil. It's darker, blacker than gas. And so some people have to get an oil change every 3,000 miles. If you're carpooling, you're not driving as many miles, so there isn't as much wear and tear on your car. In the United States, we also have something called carpool lanes. Carpool lanes. You will find these on the highway. And as long as you are carpooling, you can use this lane. And oftentimes, when traffic is very heavy, when it's rush hour, we will talk about that in a minute, you can get to where you need to go, maybe work or home. You can get there more quickly in the carpool lane because there are fewer cars in the carpool lane. You can only go in the carpool lane if you are carpooling. If maybe you and at least one coworker are in the car together, somebody you work with. You cannot go in a carpool lane if you're driving by yourself. And yes, you can get a ticket for driving in the carpool lane if you are not driving with a carpool. A dead end. That is a road that just comes to a complete stop. You may see that road sign in the United States. Be prepared. You are going to have to turn your car around and go the same way you came. A dead end is when the road comes to a complete stop and you need to turn your car around. A lot of Americans like to live on dead end roads because the only traffic going down that road is usually people who live there. They're usually very quiet roads. There isn't any through traffic. Through traffic is when people pass by a house and they might be going to work, to the store. They're just going through your neighborhood, but they're not stopping through traffic. This is not true, but I have a sentence. Sounds like the garage door is opening. Maybe my wife, Jamie, is leaving. She said she was going to the store. This is not a true sentence, but let's practice this foreshadowing. I live on a dead-end street. I don't, but I do live in a quiet neighborhood. Usually, the only people driving by my house are people who live in my neighborhood. We don't have a lot of through traffic. Ooh, brakes. We can, Jamie's shaking her head. We can talk about brakes. I don't know if you just heard those brakes squeaking, but we just had the brakes done on our car a couple weeks ago. They work great, except when you're going backwards in the car. We might say backing up. When you're backing up and you push on the brakes to stop the car, they squeak. That's how I would describe that noise. If you heard it, the brakes are squeaking. So yesterday, Jamie took the car to the mechanic. A mechanic is a person who fixes cars. Jamie took the car to the mechanic and they said, wait a couple more weeks. If the brakes still squeak, we will need to replace them. We will need to get you different brakes. Cruise control. Let's look at a sentence. Cruise control is handy when you are driving for a long time on the highway. You do not have to leave your foot on the gas. So at least in the United States, most highways, the traffic flows pretty well. You can stay at a constant speed. You don't have to go faster, then slow down and go fast again. If you can go at the same speed, you can put on cruise control. That's what we call it in English. It's a little button on the steering wheel that will basically keep the car at the same speed. It's really handy. It's really convenient. It's really nice. It doesn't make your foot hurt as much. You know, one thing I forgot to talk about when we talked about carpool is the verb. Pool can actually be a verb. You may know pool as a big place with water, nice to swim in during the summer. Sounds like there's some sirens in the distance. But pool can also be a verb, and it means to combine your money or to combine your resources. You can pool your money together. Is that loud? Can you hear that? Pool can be a verb meaning to combine resources. Let's pool our money so we can get a really nice vacation home. That is something that happens in the United States with families. I have a brother. I have a sister. None of us are rich. But it is possible one day, if the three of us pool our money together, we could buy a vacation home. So maybe a week in the summer, my family can stay there. Another week in the summer, my brother's family can stay there. Another week, my sister. Pooling our money, combining it to buy something. Houses, land, probably not a car, but some families will pool their money, try to buy nice things. Next one, it's a phrasal verb, very common phrasal verb. Gas up. Just in case you haven't heard it before, it's kind of what it sounds like. You basically put as much gas into the tank. That's where the gas is stored in a car. You put as much gas as you can into the tank. When you gas up your car, you put in as much gas as the tank will hold. You fill up your car. Both English phrasal verbs mean the same thing. Gas it up, fill it up. Put as much gas as you can. There's a lot of sirens. Hope everything is all right. Probably not, though. If everything was all right, I don't think we would be hearing as many sirens. All right, the next one is headlights. Headlights, and that picture might tell the whole story. That part of the car is called headlights. Next one. This one may be a little harder, though, and that is high beams. So we just talked about headlights. Those are the regular lights on your car. But if it's really dark and you are the only one on the road, you can make those lights brighter. And in English, we call those high beams. If you are the only car on the road and it's dark out, you can turn on your high beams. I usually drive with my headlights on because many people say it's safer. That's what I do. I don't know. When you drive, do you drive with your headlights on all the time, even if it's daylight out? I do. When I think of it, I turn on my headlights. The next one, intersection. Intersection. An intersection is when two roads cross each other. And in that picture, there is definitely an intersection. And what makes an intersection so difficult that if a road crosses another road, you could have an accident. Cars need to know when to stop and when to go. So luckily, an intersection is where two roads cross. Sometimes we have stoplights, or sometimes we have stop signs. If it's a really busy intersection, you will probably have stoplights, where you will have a red circle. In the middle, there will be a yellow circle, and at the bottom, a green circle. And if it's not quite so busy, you might just have stop signs.